In 2015, UNAMIR recorded 11,002 civilian casualties, which is a 4% increase from last year and the highest number of total civilian casualties recorded in a single year by UNAMA. The overall 4% increase resulted mainly from a rise in civilian casualties from suicide and complex attacks in Kabul City, as well as ground fighting that we saw in Kunduz over last year. However, in most parts of the country, outside of Kabul and Kunduz, civilian casualties actually decreased in 2015. Consistent with last year, ground engagements remained the leading cause of civilian casualties, followed by IEDs, suicide, and complex attacks. These tactics, combined with targeted killings, accounted for over 90% of all civilian casualties.
What is the main trend in regards to the women and children casualties?
The report draws special attention to the human rights and protection concerns of the most vulnerable, as you said, women and children. Of the 11,002 civilian casualties, 1 in 10 was a woman and 1 in 4 was a child. Further, in 2015, women civilian casualties increased by 37%, while child casualties rose by 14%. Additionally, the report highlights concern with issues relating to women's freedom of movement, access to health, and right to education. The report also documents a disturbing trend of anti-government elements using parallel justice structure mechanisms, including executions and lashings of women, to punish them for moral crimes.
What is needed to be done more to help protection of civilians?
Throughout 2015, all parties to the conflict made multiple public statements committing to the protection of civilians. However, these commitments need to be matched by more concrete actions on the battlefield. For example, anti-government elements, including the Taliban, must immediately cease all attacks on persons and locations that are clearly civilian under international law, including killings of community leaders, mullahs, judicial authorities, particularly judges and prosecutors, and humanitarian workers. Additionally, the report notes progress made by the government of Afghanistan on the development of a national policy on the prevention and mitigation of civilian casualties. So, in order to better protect civilians, this policy, which is a terrific initiative, must be implemented, finalized, and implemented at the earliest opportunity.
What are the main recommendations of the report?
First, to reduce civilian casualties, the Taliban must immediately cease carrying out suicide and complex attacks, particularly in civilian-populated areas. Second, the Taliban must immediately cease the deliberate targeting of civilians, and they must apply a definition of civilians that is consistent with international humanitarian law. On the government side, Afghan National Security Forces, in order to reduce civilian casualties, it's recommended that they improve their tactical directives, review the rules of engagement, and other procedures, particularly in relation to the use of explosive weapons such as mortars, as well as protocol relating to how weapon systems mounted on aircraft are used. And again, the government must finalize its national policy on civilian casualty prevention and mitigation. And furthermore, the report recommends that the government disband and disarm pro-government militia and hold all those individuals accountable for violations and abuses.
Finally, what are your messages to the parties to the conflict?
As we see the fighting continuing to expand into civilian-populated areas, all forces, first, must immediately cease the use of mortars, rockets, grenades, and other explosive items in civilian-populated areas. And UNAMA in the report calls on all parties to the conflict to take immediate measures and precautions to ensure that civilians are protected from all forms of harm linked to the conflict.